A very special welcome to our guests who are here at St. Benedict's. We hope you feel at home, and we're so happy to be able to celebrate with all of you. Today we have a little bit of a special kind of day going on. We want to have a children's day for our kids, and so you saw them all dressed up. They went over to Sunday school. We want them to get a more positive sense of some of this stuff that is celebrated out there in our society, and so today we told them to dress up with things of life and things of happiness and joy to stay away from the darkness, and we're going to try to make it a joyful experience for them here. Outside there's a bounce house, and they're going to be having some special food. There's a special breakfast, by the way, after this service, so please go into the hall and you can support the youth ministry and our work with kids, and so be as generous as you can be and show up at breakfast. It's a great, great breakfast. I already had mine early. I want to welcome to the pulpit a special friend of St. Benedict's, Father Ron Perkins. Father Ron Perkins works at Seafarer's House, and he is a very, very close friend of our parish, and also has a very, very important message for all of us as disciples of Jesus. He spends a lot of time on a special ministry that we as people who live close to the ocean should be particularly caring about. And so we thank Father Ron for being here today. Welcome, Father. Thank you.
Good morning. And thank you, Father Albert, for inviting me to worship with St. Benedict's again. It's an annual pilgrimage that I look forward to all year. It's an opportunity to thank St. Benedict's, your congregation, for your gracious support over so many years of Seafarer's House. Today's gospel once again demonstrates the mission of Jesus to seek and to save what is lost. He does so in the case of Zacchaeus by invoking the intimacy of hospitality. He invites himself into Zacchaeus' home, and Zacchaeus ultimately ends up as a guest in his own home. The intimacy of hospitality is a profound social act where we put aside our concerns and cares and focus on the cares and concerns and the needs and comfort of others. We transform strangers into friends and intimates. Just as Jesus boldly entered Zacchaeus' life, we at Seafarer's House likewise enter the lives of seafarers and port workers every day. The mission of Seafarer's House is to offer refuge, resources, renewal, and respect to seafarers and port workers through multi-faith service. Every day, the chaplains and other team members interact and care for our seafarers is another day of loving our neighbors as ourselves. We at Seafarer's House have the honor and privilege of serving as many as 150,000 seafarers that visit Port Everglades on the cargo ships, fuel ships, and those beautiful cruise liners. We also have become the workplace chaplaincy for 11,500 employees that come to work at the port every day. We care for stevedores, porters, truck drivers, cruise shore staff, administrative people, law enforcement officers, and firefighters that work inside Port Everglades. In the past year, we've provided services to seafarers from over 100 nations. We have provided those services in our CASA aboard the ships, large and small, at check-in gates, in police cruisers, and at checkpoints. From a pastoral care perspective, we pray with people in pain, with special needs, seafarers and port workers who are scared, lonely, dispirited, stressed by very dangerous jobs, and for seafarers always away from their loved ones. Let's think about the life of a seafarer for a moment. Most seafarers are men, especially upon the commercial cargo and fuel ships. They frequently come from poorer nations, working long hours in very stressful situations. They're exposed to dangerous machinery, living in cramped quarters with very few recreational opportunities. Each is separated from their wives, their children, siblings, parents, and friends for as long as a year at a time. They do not have the ability to worship as we are this morning with a priest, access to Holy Communion, and the fellowship of others who share a common belief in our Creator. And what do these seafarers do for us? Well, they deliver 100% of our fuel. We would have had a walk to church this morning, and I don't know about you, but it's a little muggy out there for a long hike. But they also deliver most of our cement, our lumber, and steel. And one quick look around what's going on in Fort Lauderdale and throughout Broward County, you know we're big consumers of those products. In addition, all those electronic devices that we're so dependent upon, all of those come in containers from over the seas. Most of our clothing, commercial goods, medicines, and food also come from abroad. In fact, without these hardworking seafarers and port workers, we'd be immobile, ill, hungry, shopping deprived, and heaven forbid, absent of cell phones, computers, and HDTVs. Literally 90% of everything we use, wear, eat, and consume into Broward County comes across the seas aboard ships. We're truly dependent upon those hard workers and brave people for the high quality of life that we enjoy today. We also have a more important reason to care for our seafarers. As Christians, we're called to welcome the strangers in our midst and to care for them. Our seafarers represent all the world's religions. Some have no religion at all, and some are actual non-believers. But our job is to accept each and every one of them as they are, as individuals, and provide whatever they need in a non-judgmental way, while at the same time remaining true to our own belief structure. The needs of seafarers are somewhat unique because of their separation from general society. They need to wire money home safely, securely, and inexpensively. They need to phone home, check their email, update their Facebook pages, pick up convenience store items, and sometimes just relax for a few moments in a physical environment that's not constantly moving, vibrating, and noisy. Seafarer's House offers all this and more. Besides our money wiring service, where we transfer in excess of 9 million U.S. to over 100 countries every year, we offer free Wi-Fi, low-cost phone cards, and culturally diverse food products. We probably have the best selection of hot sauces in the county, so our convenience store is open anytime we are, and the only pickled duck eggs that I've been able to find in Broward County, if you're into pickled duck eggs, so come see us. Our vans provide free transportation within the port from the ships to the CASA. In the last year, we've transported almost 50,000 seafarers throughout the port that don't have the required federal identification or TWIC cards. Because of heightened security following 9/11, you need a federal credential to access the perimeters, interior perimeters of the port, and we provide that free access to seafarers. And then there's our holiday ministry of Shoebox Christmas, which most of you have participated in the past, and we look forward to your participation this year. Each year between Thanksgiving and New Year's, we visit every commercial ship that comes into the port, and we distribute these wrapped shoeboxes containing gift items to our seafarers. Last year, we delivered almost 1,400 boxes on 76 ships, and we expect about the same number this year. St. Benedict's has consistently packaged over 50 boxes a year, and since we've been doing Shoebox Christmas, have contributed well over 500 shoeboxes to the cause. And it's so heartwarming to see the faces of seafarers when they open those boxes and see the love that's expressed by the citizens of Broward County, and particularly our faith-based partners. So thank you for your generosity and support of that project. Of all the services that we provide seafarers, none is more meaningful than our pastoral care program. We've grown our multi-faith ministry team to assure 24/7, 365 access to clergy from all major faith traditions. We now have a pastoral care team of 16 chaplains, including one priest and two deacons from the Episcopal Church. In 2015, those chaplains visited 381 ships, counseled over 2,100 seafarers and port workers one-on-one, and conducted 339 worship services. our priests celebrate Mass, hear confessions, bless people, and provide spiritual counseling. Our deacons conduct liturgies of the word, distribute Holy Communion, and visit with seafarers one-on-one. We all bless ships, welcome seafarers to the Casa, pray with them, and provide whatever it is that they need. Our chaplains also baptize, perform weddings for port workers, funerals, way too many memorial services, and have done several burials at sea. We've had several major incidents involving seafarers this year, including a ship captain aboard a vessel anchored off Fort Lauderdale Beach that suffered a major heart attack and died while on board. We've also had an accidental death of two different port workers, both within container yards, individual pedestrians that were involved in pedestrian vehicle accidents and passed from their injuries. And then we also had an unusual event this year in the arrest of a ship. Some of you may have seen the press conference and the national press coverage that we got when we found out about the Delfinus. The motor vessel Delfinus was arrested in April after a financial dispute over Guatemalan melons that apparently did not arrive in edible shape. So there was a financial dispute between the company that chartered the vessel and the ownership of that vessel. It ultimately meant that 13 crew members from Germany, Poland, Russia, the Ukraine, and the Philippines were physically confined at sea for 4 months off the shores of Fort Lauderdale. You could see them anchored out there day after day after day. They only came into port four times, once a month, to refuel, take on whatever provisions they needed, food, water, fuel, medicines, and the like. And even though they were in four times, once a seafarer, even with a U.S. visa, is in our waters for greater than 29 days, they're denied shore leave. So even when they were at the dock, they were not allowed off the ship. So what did that mean from a pastoral care perspective? They needed us. So we spent hours each time they were in port doing one-on-ones. We said Mass, we heard confessions, we counseled with them, we made sure they had Wi-Fi access when they were at the dock. They used our telephones to call home and keep touch with their loved ones. But it didn't stop there. When they were out at sea for those 29, 30 days in between port calls, a couple of our chaplains actually went out and boarded the vessel from a launch. And I understand there's some video out there with me trying to crawl up the side of the ship. Ignore it. It's not very pretty. But luckily, thank God, we all got off safely. And it was an opportunity, though, to pray with someone. We don't do prison ministry as part of what we do at Seafarers House, but it sure felt, even though the individual seafarers were not technically under arrest, their ship was. And so they became part of the ship for that period of time. And it was a nice opportunity to minister to them in their time of grave needs. We were able at one point, probably 3 months into it, where they had people had not been on shore for 3 months at that time, we were able to make special arrangements with U.S. Customs and Border Protection to allow six seafarers some liberty at Seafarers House under guard the whole time. So that gave them some opportunity for more interaction with us and a place of rest. As we reflect once again on today's reading, I'm continually struck by the concept of the intimacy of hospitality. Because of supporters like St. Benedict's, we have the honor and privilege of boldly providing that hospitality to our seafarers and port workers. We continue to serve God by serving and caring for His creations. He came for those that society discarded or undervalued. He came for the broken, the suffering, the unemployed, the homeless, the abandoned, the elderly, and the mentally and chronically ill. He came also for the strangers among us who have different cultural customs, those who worship in different ways. He came for people who have been pushed out as well as for those we've refused to let in. He came for seafarers from around the world. The Messiah came for all people without distinction. And He came for you, and He came for me. Thank you again for allowing me to worship with you this morning and for letting me share the Seafarers House story with you. We have another guest I would like to introduce. Our director of development for Seafarers House is in the back. Jennifer Stewart has been with us now for 6 months and has been a great addition to our staff. Thank each of you for continuing to support Seafarers House with your prayers, with your fundraising efforts, and with your assistance with Shoebox Christmas. We cannot do what we're called to do for our seafarers without supporters like you, your missions coordinator, Anita, who's probably already back at the table, and Father Albert. God bless you, and let me wish each of you a sacred and blessed Advent and Nativity season. Amen.